Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. So we sit.
Welcome back. Smith Days with Marcus Maven. 81-50-93-9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Let me take a second to remind everybody that temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, the DFH company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Also, you're going to hear a lot of coverage this week, a lot of Governor's Cup coverage, and it's all brought to you by upsjobsky.com. Win two tickets from UPS Jobs to the Governor's Cup. You apply now at upsjobsky.com to make up to $21 an hour. That's changed a lot since we were talking UPS jobs back in 05. Lord. Plus, complete your biometric appointment process by Tuesday, November 22nd, and be entered for a chance to win two free tickets to the UofL UK football game. Earn more at upsjobsky.com or on UPS Jobs Kentucky's social pages.
Is Satterfield to Swaggerfield the biggest turnaround in a season you've ever seen?
Yes.
Ever?
Yes. Yeah. I could not have fathomed.
By the way, I'm opening that one up. 81-50-93-9 is the number. 38-31-93-9 is the text line. It's okay to give props today. It's okay, people.
Yeah.
It's okay to say, I think something changed a lot, or I think something changed a little, or I think it just started to click.
And again, I mean, it's not even one of those scenarios where you got to go back and say, oh my God, I'm so wrong. Like, no, after Boston College, it was done. It was done. There is no way I have the same coach next season after Boston College. No chance. Whoever it may be, Brom, Freeze, Meyer, whatever. Even though if Kentucky was going to pay him 8.4, why didn't they just go hire Urban Meyer? But cool.
No. Stop. Are we going to acknowledge this rumor?
It's not a rumor.
Steve, you better not be telling me that Kentucky is getting ready to pay Stoops more than Cal.
Yeah, and not only are they
football school now.
Listen, not only are they literally signed him to an extension before the Vandy game. They lost to Vandy, and then they kept it quiet.
What?
Yeah.
Who can get away with that other than Kentucky?
Fountain. Is that okay? Thanks. Sorry.
They?
Ordering lunch.
They signed Mark Stoops to a contract extension before the Vandy game, and went out and got busted by Vanderbilt and decided to hold off on the announcement, and then went and got stumped by Georgia. Yeah. How much are they going to pay him?
Yeah.
What?
Man, it was like 8.2 or 8.4 or something like that. Yeah, just crazy.
Stoops is going to make, and no other school is even coming after him?
No.
How do you do that?
No, nobody was coming after him. Yes.
Who does that, Steve?
And why in God's name would he leave?
Oh, no, he wouldn't. I mean, I could see him using negotiate. Swagger. If you go beat Stoops.
I need 8.5.
God. Swagger. If you go get Stoops this Saturday in Kroger.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talks.
Here comes the money.
Swagger, if you go up to Lexington, listen, even we're not talking about your money. I mean, we're just talking about the message that you're going to send to the Kentucky Wildcat fan base. You know what I'm saying, Steve?
Oh yeah, no, they'll be highly upset. Here's the thing, man. Going back to your original question, that season was over. I mean, we were done. You're lying. With all due respect, you're lying. No, I knew they would get it together. I wasn't even worried. You're lying. Not saying you didn't want to keep him, but that season was a wrap, and we have a shot to finish with 9 wins.
I don't know, Steve. I think I personally was saying, I was looking at the back end of the schedule and saying, I never wavered.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I was like, hey, the front end of the schedule is the hard part. The back end is where we're going to really rack up some wins there.
We lost to Boston College. Marcus was like, we got him right where we want him.
Like, perfect.
I love it when a plan comes together.
But with that being said, man, I really do think is what you'll see is if they win, well, for one, bowl positioning is on the line. And that is, you know.
Okay, so you're back in the bowl conversation.
Oh, 100%. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm in. Where are we going? Where are we headed? Like, am I going to Florida? Am I going to California? Am I going to the northeast part of the country? Brett McMurphy says Louisville versus Purdue in the Pinstripe Bowl.
Pinstripe, is that it? Where's that at?
New York.
New York? I was going to say
Yankee
no.
Yankee Stadium, I think, yeah.
I'm not going to.
That'd be fun just for the New York, but I don't want, freezing I don't, your I don't, ass off, man.
No, I think
those, I don't want the irritation of
Purdue. No, I'm with you. I don't want to play that game.
Yeah.
Because now I'm playing Scott Davenport.
Yeah.
And yeah. And they coming for your head.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Low key, I kind of do. Just because.
I bet you do.
Of course no, you do. Only Mickey. In the sense. No. Hear me out. Because I want Swaggerfield to reach his like Super Saiyan level 2. And in order to do that, he has to. He's like, hey, yeah, you were in my hood talking about taking my job. Now I'm going to drop.
But
you know,
see, that's anarchist, though. That's an anarchist mentality. Why would you want to hurt Brown like that?
I wouldn't. Same time, like, I do kind of want him for his. I want him to like beat Killmonger and like become King T'Challa
or Texter. I have had my eye on that Cheez-It Bowl.
I was chanting Cheez-It earlier.
Down in Orlando.
I'd rather have that one. But there's a part of me, like the evil part of me in my brain is like, that could be kind of
Yahoo does trip. Have Louisville down in, Yahoo has Louisville playing Oklahoma State in the Cheez-It.
I don't want Brom in Satterfield.
Let me throw one out to
Brom
you.
Brom versus Gundy.
Let me throw one out to you guys.
Steve's going
to
be torn.
No. Brom versus Gundy? Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I believe so closely with Gundy politically. And then I've got Brom on the other hand.
This is the OAN Bowl?
Yeah. my boy Mike. And then Jeff over here. You know. Okay, hear me out. The Holiday Bowl.
Where at?
It's in California.
Who would they be playing?
Pac-12 team. You would likely be playing. You would be playing Washington, Utah, UCLA.
UCLA. Yeah. I kind of like Louisville and UCLA. That
hear me out
fun.
With this. This is where I think Louisville's mind is, because I do think that they'll talk to the Holiday Bowl a little bit. Do I know that? Maybe. I don't know. What do I know? What don't I know? Who knows what I know? But here we go. Check this out. Recruiting.
Oh man.
Yeah.
The Bosco connection.
Yeah.
Steve, you Machiavellian genius.
I know.
Ooh.
Just throwing it out there. Like, be watching for the Holiday Bowl in Louisville. I'm just saying. Like, I think that's a good one.
I would support that 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. Go out there. You get a good.
Do you have to beat Kentucky to get there?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Louisville's going to end with 7 wins regardless. I mean, and here's the thing. I mean, like, you still had a heck of a season. I mean, even if you lost a good game to Kentucky, it's going to be tough to. Now, I cannot go out there and get ran over again, but I don't believe that. I have faith in this defense. But, I mean, even if you lost a good game, you've had a great season. I mean, you've beaten a few ranked teams, beaten top 10 team, you know. I mean, 9 of your games have been in the poll at one time, you know. So, yeah, I mean, you're still going to be up for a good bowl game. God, if you're willing to travel, I can't imagine the Holiday Bowl wouldn't be like, you know, hey, man, well, look, we can sell. And I think Louisville fans would go out there.
You know how I am, though. I just want names. You give me names, and I'm in.
You would get,
I really want Louisville and, I don't know why, UCLA. I could do that. First
no, I'm
off,
totally with you.
Aesthetically, red versus blue always looks good on television.
Mm-hmm.
And also the fact to basketball blue bloods playing each other, football, kind of like that. Kind of like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that one would be good for Louisville, man. Like, I don't want to go to Charlotte in that cold bowl and play Minnesota. Like, I saw one that had Louisville, Minnesota in the, Duke Mayo Bowl or whatever. Like, the Sun Bowl wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. You go play a Pac-12
team.
Did
we play it recently?
No. We've always kind of had to fight to get out of that one because it was usually on the day of the Kentucky-Louisville game.
Oh, okay.
This year it's not. And, you know, go out there, and that game's always a sellout, you know. I mean, with locals, it's not really a good travel game, but it doesn't put a lot on Louisville to bring people out there. But, yeah, I mean, man, I mean, you go out there, you get Utah. They've been in the top 10 times this year. They've been in the top 25. Washington right now is a top 15 team. Give me them.
Give me any state.
Give me UCLA. like Nick said, I mean, I think that would, to me, I agree with you, Nick. Louisville, UCLA, and the Hollywood Bowl. The Holiday Bowl would be probably my top choice.
I like that.
I think maybe overall of any bowl. I mean,
where do they play it, though?
I can't believe we're sitting here excited about bowl. I can't believe it because I saw it.
Give me Texas and Orlando, and I'll change my mind.
Oh,
that might be number one.
Ooh.
If I could have Texas I would go. In the Cheez-It Bowl.
Marcus Maben. Yeah. That's something. Marcus Maben would actually say, hey, you know what? I'm going to.
Where's the Cheez-It Bowl play again?
Orlando.
Okay, that's the old Tangerine Bowl, right?
Yep.
I'm going to pack up and I'm going to participate.
Are they calling it, by the way, I heard Blank and Drew talking about this morning. Are they calling it the Cheez-It Tangerine Bowl?
They might be the
because that is just an that sounds like
no
orange juice and toothpaste.
No, they're not the Cheez-It, the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl,
slightly less awful
is the other one because there was always the Citrus Bowl and then like the Tangerine Bowl or whatever. Yeah, but now it's the Tangerine Bowl is now just the Cheez-It Bowl.
Okay,
in Orlando.
Okay,
but the other one is the Cheez-It
Citrus Bowl.
Yeah.
Ugh.
The Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl.
Yeah, like, are these? Is this for advertisement anymore?
What I can't do is play in the Wasabi Fenway Bowl.
God, that just Wasabi in Boston.
Did you see what Drew Timmy was doing in Kentucky?
Oh yeah, I did. I did.
Sorry, y'all. I just had to jump.
Spinning, wheeling, dealing.
Says El Paso, Charlotte, Orlando are the bowls U of L officials are tracking. There's another one.
I kind of wouldn't mind the Duke's Mayo Bowl. I know what you're talking about, like just the matchup, the city, meh. Mm-hmm. But that bowl has kind of got like cult status, though.
Yeah, it's
I mean, it does have the fun aspect of it, but that would be the only appeal.
Yeah, it's ugly. It says Louisville versus Iowa in the Bush's Baked Beans Bowl.
I don't like that one.
Somebody said, Steve, I saw Pierce didn't make the visit this weekend. Are we worried? No, not at all. None of the Bosco kids outside of DeAndre Moore ended up coming because they played really late Friday night. And they play Matter Day, the only team that's beat them. They're like two of the top five teams in the country on Friday. To my knowledge, they just didn't want to do the travel, get a kid sick, coming to the cold weather, coming back, because this is such a big game. With that being said, DeAndre Moore did still make the visit. He came in, wanted to see everything, you know. And again, we've talked about it. He feels like the one you're still kind of recruiting. So I think it's a big deal that he still showed up. And Reuben Owens was here and some other guys. So it was like there's nothing really to worry about with the Bosco kids. It's just, hey, man, at the end of the day.
You sure, Steve?
They're going to win a national championship. Like, and they're like, listen, I'm not flying all my kids. It's 20 degrees in Louisville. I'm not flying all my kids out there to be standing out on the sidelines watching a game, then bringing them back to California weather, and then all of them are sneezing and coughing next week, and we get beat again by Matter Day. Just not doing it, you know. So I think that was the, to my knowledge, that was the
To get back to local football discussion, do we stomp on the K and start a fight pregame? Quick commercial break, midday, Marcus Maven on 99 The Ville. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 81-50-93-9 is the number. 93-9 is the station. It's just fight music. We need to play fight music. Here's the thing. Here's the thing, Steve.
I'm listening.
I have to admit that it sucked when it happened. It was very desperate to watch UK pick fights with us when they knew they were just willing to pull out all the stops, right? There's no way, I know this, there's no way Coach Satterfield would instigate anything. There's no way he would let his team instigate anything. Is there any way that, is there anything you would give, you would tell this team to do to get them fired up?
It doesn't happen on Saturday. It would happen through the week, because that's been the argument going into this bowl game.
You said bowl game.
Might as well be.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the rivalry game.
Yeah, I get your point.
That's been the argument going into this rivalry game ever since Coach Satterfield's been here.
Does he understand it?
Why does, and that's my, I will say, that's my one hang up right now.
Mm-hmm.
Louisville's a better football team in Kentucky. Everywhere right now.
Mm-hmm.
Louisville should win this football game. But here's the problem. We go back and look at the scores, and you remember last year going into the game, we were like, man, go back and pull the shows. You're like, wait a minute, our strength schedule's better. Our, you know what I'm saying, our records are close, like this and that. You're like, oh, and then they just beat the crap out of us.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my thing. The one drawback I have is I haven't watched a Coach Satterfield team come out and meet the intensity of Stoops and Kentucky as of yet. Not once.
Mm-hmm.
Stoops has basically sold out on the Louisville game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, man. And they come out ready to play. Kentucky comes out ready to play.
What do you mean sold out?
He sold out in, you win this one, it forgives a lot of evils.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they go bust Louisville this weekend.
So you're saying he puts more into it than Satterfield? I'm just trying to rivalry, figure out like what is it? Feel? Yeah, like,
the rivalry, because it's just not looked like we have matched Kentucky. I mean, we score, you know, it's like, yeah, we scored. They score, and I mean, they're like, run to the sidelines. They're like, hell's down. Hey, fans, hell's down. Like, running into the cheerleader's face. Ah! You know, it's like, they're really
getting in our coach's face.
Yes. And, like, I mean, I'm being funny there, but I'm being serious.
Sorry. You're fine.
That was brutal.
There, and yeah.
There's a piece of roast peels.
It's just like, I gotta get this.
Yeah. I can't keep doing this. But does that make sense?
Yeah. See, and that's what I'm talking about. Like
they want, you can tell. They're like, dude, I told you. Marcus, going even back, and this isn't Satterfield. Mm-hmm. Okay, so please understand, this is not Satterfield. It has nothing to do with him. But one of the worst things I ever watched in my life on that field was our players run around Josh Allen. He was standing right in their way. And not one person was like, dude, get out of the way, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, we're running through it. Like, would you? I mean,
no, I know anybody. What you're saying.
I know what you're saying. People are like, yes, in high school, yeah, I don't know if I would have done it to Josh Allen. But
no, listen. Look, to your point, Steve, there has to be a behavior.
Yeah.
Some kind of behavior it's Deion Sanders when he walks like right through the other team. Nothing like direct confrontational, but it has to be some kind of standard behavior. Like, okay, this is the lines.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be right here, and I'm gonna be in your face all day. You know, it's like I didn't care in pre-games, right?
Yeah,
I would go stand right at mid-court, and I would just go look everybody in the face.
Yeah.
During the other team's warm-ups at the beginning of the game.
Mm-hmm.
No, I want you to see me looking at you, and I want you to look at me. And kind of an awkward. Yeah, I want you to see that I'm watching you warm up.
And it just sets the tone. Like, I'm not your friend.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not buddies right now. Yeah, like, I'm not your friend. Okay, so, like, I'm here to win. And when I watched him stand blatantly right, our guys were running around the field, and he stood right in the way. Again, this had nothing to do with Satterfield, but I'm talking about how Stoops has him. He stood there. That was confrontational. He did that on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I'm standing in your way.
Mm-hmm.
And they just ran around him. I was like, oh, God, we're going to get killed.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we won two games that year and didn't have a head coach. What Whammy was coaching us. Didn't they try to kick Mickey Crumb?
He's like, no, I'm not leaving.
He's like, dude, shut up. You're not even coaching. Not only am I not leaving, I'm going back into the game.
Vince Tyree was like, it's like, I'm.
Yeah, like, guys, I'm not leaving. This is my last game. I've put up with enough. I'm here. So,
what's the play call?
Yeah, he went back in the game.
Yeah, I know. Like,
okay. But yeah. So that's carried over, though. In every game, it's looked as though, I say in every game, they've only played twice, but in both games, it's looked as though.
It feels like we've played them seven times in the last 3 years.
Well, I said it. As bad as they beat us the last 2 years, Satterfield kind of gets.
He gets
credited with the 2-10.
Yeah, with like, the 2-10.
That wasn't him, you know. But man, like.
Who do we got on there? Yo, Locke, thanks for joining 93.9. Fire away.
What's up, Marcus and Steve? Hey, good morning to y'all, man.
Good morning, good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, I just want to touch on a few things. You know, first of all, you know, let me get basketball out of the way. I've come to the conclusion that this is you know, Cardinal fan. I want to speak to the Cardinal fans. Listen, if I don't know if there's a Power Five team that's ever went, you know, 0-30 or whatever. But listen, prepare yourselves for it. Close your eyes. Prepare yourselves for it. If Louisville wins one game, two games, three games, that's a bonus. But from what I've seen so far, I don't know who we're going to be. moving on to something that's going to make me so happy. Watching the news last night, I can't believe that the University of Kentucky is going to pay Mark Stoops almost nine Louisville fans let it sink in. Almost $9 million a year. I couldn't stop laughing. I was rolling on the ground. I couldn't stop laughing. Listen, let it sink in, Louisville fans. You know what's pressure's on the University of Kentucky? The head coach, the fan base. Listen, they were 4-0. It was like, wait, what, number 7, number 8? They were in the top 10. At the time, Louisville was like 2-3, whatever. Listen, we was like, oh, burn Satterfield's house down. Get rid of him.
Nobody said
Kentucky,
that.
Right. No, well, you know, the sentiment was, you know.
Just being clear.
And the fans was like, Kentucky fans was like, oh, greatest season ever. Greatest season ever. They won 2 games after that. That's what's making us happy. They won 2 games after that. Right now, they're 6-5. Louisville 7-4. Guess what, Louisville fans? Just so Kentucky can tie our record. They have to beat Louisville. That's what's funny. And they're paying this guy $9 million a year. Just to get to 7-5 and tie Louisville, they have to beat Louisville. How funny is that? I can't believe it.
No.
The last thing I want to touch on,
yeah,
and I appreciate you guys being patient with me.
No, you're good.
Another thing that made me happy. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Louisville fan, close your eyes. Listen, we get it. Calipari is a great recruiter. We get it. We've known it ever since he was at UMass. I mean, he got freaking Derrick Rose to go to Memphis. We know he's a great recruiter. That's where it stops. That's where it stops, Louisville fans. Listen, Marcus Camby, Lou Rowe, Derrick Rose, Tariq Evans, whoever, Dorsey, and all the other guys. He had John Wall and DeMarcus Cousins on the same team. John Wall and DeMarcus Cousins on the same team. A plethora of NBA talent. A plethora of NBA talent. One freaking title. One title. Louis fans, we have nothing to worry about. As long as Calipari's on that sideline, we know he's not a good X's and O's coach. We know Tom Izzo puts him on the bottom of his shoes every time they go up against each other. You have nothing to worry about. We get it. Calipari's going to kill everybody in recruiting every year. But that's where it stops. That's where it stops. You got to be kidding. This guy's a horrible coach. He's a great recruiter. And don't get me wrong, of course we would love to have both recruits. Of course. Because we would have won multiple championships with those players. We would have loved to have them. So the number one recruiting class that he got next year, guess what? It's not going to matter. Because he's coaching them. It's just not going to matter. So Louisville fans, I hold your head up high. Go Cards. We look forward to beating Kentucky next, coming up on Saturday. And we have nothing. Listen, let's say we do. Let's say Kentucky beats us. I'm still, the future's bright. I want to beat Kentucky, but I'm not going to be this overly pissed, jump out the window. That's not going to be me because we see it coming. Remember when Tyler Strong was where he could jump on a train? It's coming. We see it with the things that Satterfield is doing now. Bob Valvano was right. He said it back then. He said, let the cake bake. We were just so stubborn and we were just so mad because the team wasn't winning.
There'll be no Bobby V praise on this show.
But he was right. He said, let the cake bake. And you know what? Y'all were right, too. I don't know if it was Marcus or you, Steve. You know,
probably me.
One of y'all had agreed with him, right? One of y'all had agreed with him and said, you know what? He's right. And that guess what? We learned a valuable lesson. We almost judged the book by its, you know, by its cover. We didn't open up the book and read it. You know, we just jumped to conclusions because our fan base, we're not going to – listen, we're not going to support a loser. You can just forget that. And that's why I put this basketball team behind me. I'm going to watch the games and so on and cheer for them. But,
three games is not a bonus.
three games is a bonus to me. If they win three games, it's a bonus. I don't know who we're going to beat. I have no idea who we're going to beat now because the easiest part of our schedule is done. I don't know who we're going to beat. So if we win three games, hey, I'm happy. I just want to get this first season out of the way, and hopefully it improves after this because we can't go through another year. I'm talking about basketball now. We can't go through another year of that. But anyway, Louisville fans, hold your head up high. Mark Stoops is coaching the football team. Calipari is coaching their basketball team. And as long as they got that athletic director and whoever the president, we're in great hands.
I mean, God.
Go Cards!
Yeah.
Appreciate the call.
Appreciate that, man.
He had to get that out, people.
Yeah.
That's you know what? That's Arkansas is on deck. That's Kentucky's on Saturday. I just got to call into the show, and I just got to get it all out of my system.
Yeah, I was like, I can feel energy, and it was like, you know what? We're gonna let him roll with this. I feel it.
I feel you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Did he get Stoops all that money to spite Cal or something?
I don't know.
Why would they get Stoops all that money like that?
I think that probably played a little bit into it. There's obviously some kind of over there. Plus, you have big time donors that are fans of Stoops over there and not. So I'm like, go ahead and fire Cal.
Was there like a PR move with that?
Because would you take Cal as assistant coach?
No, but I'd take his class.
Jesus.
Go ahead and add in. I'm like, Kentucky fan calls in last night. Like, fire him. I'm done with him. I'm like, you know, half your recruiting class would be in a Louisville jersey next year, right? You sure you want to do that? I mean,
why would you say that out loud?
I mean, we'll take him.
You give away all the tactical advantages we have.
Yeah, like, I mean, if you don't want them, I mean, okay. do you think those guys love Kentucky? I mean, Reed Shepard probably does. I don't know. Like, do you think?
They were so mean to C.J. Frederick.
Oh, they were brutal.
They were so mean.
Oh, my gosh.
God, James.
I mean, it was just like.
Why you treat your team so bad, James?
He sucks. Like, they were like, really, really. Like, I was like, guys, he's a human being still. I mean, he's.
Look what they're doing to my Texans. Look at this. Look at this. Look, Steve. Look what he did to him.
Yeah. That was pretty bad.
Look, Steve.
That was awesome. That was awesome. What an awesome play.
Well, he just had to get out of the system. Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, good for him.
Okay, Steve. We only got a couple seconds left. You want to talk Arkansas? Just keep him under 10 dunks, right?
I was looking at Nick.
Go get 5 dunks.
For us?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A dunk. A dunk.
Jalen Withers, you're better than that. Sidney Curry, you're better than that. Brandon, you're better than that.
I think you have Maui basketball on right now, actually.
Okay, well, Nikki played.
Well, I wanted, speaking of getting things out off your chest.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nick.
That's what I was trying to work for you.
I knew what you were doing. Thank you. Give them their props. All you that text in, you're like, Cowboys text Steve. You give them their props right now. Text in, you give them their props. Because you want to talk about going Super Saiyan. This is them without OBJ.
without Odell Beckham. Imagine what they're going to do with Odell Beckham. Admit it. My Cowboys are really good. They're really good. And every time I think I'm out, they pull me right back in. This might be the year. This might actually be the year. As long as we don't have to play Satan and his angels ever again.
Right? That's the one team you don't want to see.
Even though I respect him so much more nowadays. Aaron Rodgers, man.
They're coming for him.
Listen, thank you, Texter. How about them Cowboys? You guys know they look good. Philly Carl knows they look good.
Texter says it's Minnesota, Steve.
It's Minnesota?
Mm-hmm. He couldn't help himself, could he? Boombox, fire away.
Hey, real quick, I just wanted to call in and give Steve his props, man. He really shellacked my Vikings yesterday.
Yeah, and like, real quick, how many wins in a row have Minnesota had?
I think it was like six. I can't remember exactly. Yeah,
six,
but,
seven
hey,
game win
they,
streak.
I think they're still out there trying to find points, bro.
Man.
But I was watching the beginning of it. I was like, all right, I'm going to go get Thanksgiving food and, you know, maybe they'll catch up. I look at my phone in the middle of Kroger's. I about lost it, man.
Oh, dude. Hey, congrats, I was not expecting that. Good. Yeah, I appreciate that, man. I wasn't expecting good, that. Man. I appreciate it, Boombox. It's good hearing from you. Somebody said, I've been telling people the Cowboys are the best team in the NFC since Cooper Rush was starting, and I'm a Bills fan.
You ready to go back to Rush?
Somebody said, we them boys. No. Whoever wrote the Cowboys theme song needs to be arrested. That's not the Cowboys theme. That's Dallas.
Yeah, that's Dallas. What's their problem with that?
Yeah, no. Micah Parsons, Jim. Somebody said Cowboys going to lose in the first round. We're not going to have to play in the first round. After we wax the Eagles and win the division. The Eagles are like the worst one-loss team in the history of the NFL. I mean, they've gotten lucky like every week.
I believe.
Yeah, they play teams. It's like, oh, man, they're playing this team. It's like, well, this team's missing five guys. You know, it's like, oh, my God. Like, their record is garbage.
I listen to Colin Cowherd break it down, and he sold me on that same.
Yeah, thing. It's terrible. Yeah, so anyways.
Okay.
All right, it's Maui Day, baby.
Gotta get out of here, y'all. Gotta get set up to play.
Let's do it.
Okay, Steve, are they going to show up tonight? Today?
They're not going to win. They're not going to win tonight. I want to end the show better. Do not bet Louisville.
Damn, can you pretty that up?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
It's not going to happen tonight, guys. It's not going to happen tonight.
So you're saying don't even carry a bunch of
get better. Get better tonight.
Win or get better.
Win or learn.
Win or learn, yeah.
And tonight we're going to learn. Tomorrow we got a better chance at winning. Wednesday we can win. All right?
That's all we can do for you.
But it's not going to happen tonight.
93.9 Neville.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.